The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
And we all recognize that, and that's why we're going to try to facilitate the protest tonight.
All right, so there's a comment that's been heard around the world, and that has to do with what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, talking about now actually things that have calmed down in that territory. When I say they've calmed down considerably as to what initially was going on there. If you remember, since Saturday, we've had nothing but pictures of riot gear and everything else in between. And that's where we start, because so many of our thoughts were in that direction starting at the beginning of the week, and now as we wrap up another week and head into yet another week in August, where many, many kids, by the way, are going back to school. And they iced school for a couple of days in Ferguson because of the explosion of violence. You just heard right there that that's the chief, Tom Jackson. And what the big switch was, instead of having the police handle the crowds and handle the situations, the governor, which apparently is what they do in Missouri, so it's a normal thing when something gets out of control, as we had one of our callers, Izzy, tell us from Missouri, they bring in state police. So they bring in the state guys to, I don't want to say clean it up, but they to follow up, and they pull the police out of it, which in this case would have been a smart decision. That's not necessarily what is done in other states. And what a difference it did make. Thursday, free food, music, recognizing the 18-year-old who was killed, who was shot on Saturday afternoon, and focusing on that and not looting, not throwing Molotov cocktails and doing all the things that were happening before. So the good news there is that it has calmed down, because all eyes and the water cooler buzz was over what was going on in Ferguson. The pictures were unbelievable. Couple of reporters arrested, journalists from the Washington Post and the Huffington Post, saying that the police came into a McDonald's and roughed them up, arrested them, and then let them go like nothing even happened. So how you do that with reporters, how stupid, first of all, but how does that end up happening there? It shows you that there was a serious situation and it was out of control. So it was a very, very wise move indeed to switch gears and pull the police out of that situation. It's probably going to happen for the next couple of days at least. Later in the day, the name of the police officer who shot Michael Brown, the 18-year-old, will be released. There's been a plea to release that name and it hasn't happened. The hackers group Anonymous released a wrong name, and then that was ultimately corrected. A couple of things on Robin Williams. Also, huge, tragic, sad story about Robin Williams, dead at the age of 63 in the beginning of the week. We find out he was suffering from depression and had been battling alcohol, but it turns out he also was in the beginning stages of Parkinson's disease, so you can only imagine the toll that all of that combined possibly could have taken. And a sad side note to this, Robin Williams' daughter was harassed on social media and, you know, got a lot of abusive messages. So Twitter, and she dropped off of her Twitter feed. She quit Twitter and Instagram and said she got cruel images of her father. Someone sent her a photoshopped image of her dad's dead head, which, wow. Twitter says now because of that, they're revamping their user protection policies after Zelda Williams, the daughter of Robin, was, you know, pushed right off the site. and they even released a statement that they wouldn't tolerate abuse of that sort, and they've suspended a number of accounts related to it, and are looking at how they violated the rules and all that kind of stuff. But how awful is that? And it just shows you the world we live in now. Cruelty extends to social media because you're anonymous. And you can say whatever you want. It's just like the chat comments after stories when you go on websites all over the place. So Zelda Williams was an easy victim, sadly, there. After that happened, because you can imagine what must be going through her mind at 25 years old, close to her father, to find out what had happened and to lose her father. The way she lost her father, it would be terrible to get that phone call. And then Williams was found dead in his California house on Monday, and it was, investigators say, he hanged himself, and he apparently had attempted to cut his wrist with a knife, too, beforehand. So, wow, very depressing. And then this Parkinson's disease thing comes out that he was in the very early stages of that. The early stages of Parkinson's, and who knows what prompted him in his mind to do what he did. But if anything comes of this, for the entire week, the suicide hotlines have been pretty jammed up, and perhaps more people that are feeling just alone and as though nobody can help them, or whatever form of depression they have, they're reaching out maybe and getting some help. So that's good, because I think it's so awful for the families to carry that weight, and it's a weight, because who wants their father to leave them? I mean, none of us want that in the first place, especially when you have a good relationship, obviously, and influence there. So that has to be incredibly rough on the entire family. And imagine Zelda putting up with somebody doing some of the things that they did in sending her photographs that were photoshopped and just picking on her. Terrible. So heading into this version of America tonight, we've got our cheap movie review. There are a few movies that are coming out that have been just pumped out all over the place. One of them stars Meryl Streep, and it was a popular book, and it's called The Giver. And the trailer for it is another one of these sort of sci-fi movies. It is a sci-fi-ish movie where the culture is play along or get out. It's like a running theme in books, and some books, and certainly on the big screen. We saw that with Divergent, kind of a similar storyline. The Giver, same thing. I mean, what the ending is and what it all means could be different. Like I mentioned, the book was very, very popular. Then you have The Expendables 3. We're going to look at that. And Let's Be Cops is certainly another one. I mentioned this, that I had seen the movie with my, I had seen a movie with my nephew, and it was just hilarious. The Guardians of the Galaxy, there are funny moments in it and very cleverly done. Certainly for any kids, teenagers or whatever, it would be a great movie to drop them off at or go and watch the movie. So we're doing that next on The Flip Side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. exercises, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me.
So we're ready to go to the movies or what, America? Let's do it. One of the top films, or maybe one of the top films this weekend, I think is going to be a movie called The Giver. The Giver, I already said this a couple of times, was a big book. A lot of people read it, liked it. This could be like kind of a teenager family thing sort of movie. Meryl Streep is in it. Jeff Bridges is in it. He's actually the giver. She plays the role of the chief elder. And there's an actor I like in it called, his name is Alexander Skarsgård. If you watch True Blood, which is a big HBO hit wrapping up, he's one of the stars in True Blood. And he is the father of one of the main characters, who is named, the main character is Jonas. So basically, Jonas is a young guy. He lives in an incredible, ideal, kumbaya world. Oh, if only, right? A world of conformity and lots of contentment and all, no, there's no color. Everybody's the same. Everybody's happy. And he starts to spend time with the giver. The giver is the keeper of all of the memories. And he starts to discover, ooh, there was some dark and nasty truths in what seems like a paradise. So here's a little sliver of the giver.
From great suffering came a solution. Communities.
Injected.
Serene, beautiful places where disorder became harmony.
Do you know how to fly, though?
Absolutely. Do you get to fly to the edge?
Oh, yeah.
What's past there?
Don't know. We're not allowed to fly past that.
Let's go.
It's against the rules, Jonas.
They're called books.
Hello. My name...
I know who you are.
Who are you?
The giver. When the elders need guidance, I provide wisdom using memories of the past. Our world was different. There was more.
More?
Much more.
Right.
You'll see them all in time. All colors, all differences. Our people chose to do away with emotions. Those morning injections, take them away.
When people have the freedom to choose, they choose wrong.
Tomorrow morning, skip your injection. I've been doing it for months. What do you feel?
He's not usually like this.
I'm surprised you're not more worried about him. I would be.
Bring up Jonas's activity.
He's inquisitive.
You should know better than anyone.
The way things look and the way things are very different. Watch.
That's my father.
There is no way for me to prepare you for the truth.
He killed him.
The young and the old are killed.
For the good of all of us.
There are things you don't know them.
You're scaring me.
Go back to your family unit.
It isn't my family, and neither is yours.
Jonas has become dangerous.
I know that there's something more. Something that has been stolen.
Comfortable?
Jonas.
There has to be a way to show them.
You can stop this. You could change things.
I want you to find him. And then I want you to lose him.
All right, so this movie is 1 hour, 30 minutes, PG-13. I'm going to throw this in. Taylor Swift and Katie Holmes, also part of the All-Star cast. Speaking of All-Stars, The Expendables 3, Sylvester Stallone, back as Barney Ross. Also, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Terry Crews. Boy, I like him. So it's, you know, the who's who. It's the old guys kicking butt, if you know what I mean. Check it out.
Great to have you back. No better place to be. It can't be.
We were close once. We started this whole Expendables thing together, but we had a falling out.
What are you gonna do?
Reload. Welcome to the 21st century.
I could do that. Want to slip on a dress and give it a shot?
This is good. This is your team?
Short notice.
Yeah, very short.
Chance. You want them, kids? Come get them.
You were stupid enough to get yourself into this mess. We're the only ones crazy enough to get you out of it.
Could you take the stairs?
How hard can it be to kill 10 men?
Insane. Courageous, but insane.
These guys are even nuts.
Ah, yes, this is a long movie, 2 hours, 7 minutes. Got a lot of action to get in there. PG-13, you get the deal. If you're an action junkie or you like any of the players in this, I mean, Wesley Snipes is also in it. throw in a couple of others. Arnold makes an appearance. Mel Gibson. It is a who's who. It's a series. You know, it's one of those things where, again, you have a hit, then you make another one, then you make another one. So is it that we just like things to be repeated over and over again? I don't know. Or there's no creativity, or it's just get the money, we just pump out the same product. No offense, by the way, to Sylvester Stallone, because I loved Rocky. Next movie, last movie, Let's Be Cops.
What happened, man?
How did we get so far off track?
What are you talking about? We both have good things going on right now.
Hey, didn't I see you in a commercial?
You did, yeah.
I have.
General herpes. What's up?
You don't jump out on brothers, man. You don't like that.
So we're going to the party tonight. Cops or ghosts, your choice.
I don't want to be a ghost.
Let's be cops.
People actually think we're cops. Please breathe!
Oh! That was awesome. Oh, wow. What do we have here?
Officers, this is...
Is this for real?
Damn! How far are we planning on taking this?
Where'd you get this thing?
eBay, dude.
This is super illegal, right?
This? No.
Huh?
Wow.
We could go to jail for years for this.
All units, domestic disturbance in progress.
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No! Don't touch that! No!
Three females, early 20s, possibly intoxicated.
Oh, that's how it's sweet.
My bad.
Wait! Open up!
Thank God you're here.
Oh, yeah. Thank God we are here.
It's my sorority sisters.
Sorority sisters.
Oh, no!
Look at you!
Stop!
Oh, my God! Oh,
all right, let's be cops. Ooh, be careful. It's rated R. It's called Adventure Comedy. Rotten Tomatoes, if that means anything to you, a review site gave it 9%. Not very good. It's a buddy cop movie. I think there are better ones you can watch for free, like Lethal Weapon. Go back into the vault into the 80s. That's your cheap movie review. Remember, you go and see a movie, you want to review it for us, send it to us, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hang with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Big revelation today coming out, and a lot of people discussing that of all the things we've learned about Robin Williams, how sad it is that now Parkinson's apparently was part of the picture. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Dr. William Pollack, and he's got ties to some of our favorite people as he is on the Men's Health Magazine Advisory Board. He's also the director of the Centers for Men and Young Women and the director of Continuing Education Psychology at McLean Hospital. And if that's not enough, he's an associate clinical professor in the psychology realm in the Department of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Easy for me to get out after a couple of cups of coffee, by the way. So, Doc, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, when you hear this story about the wife saying that, oh, by the way, and we hadn't really released this, now there was another thing that was on the plate that he was dealing with, Parkinson's. Boy, that's really rough when you add up all the things that we're starting to learn about Robin Williams, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it absolutely is, assuming that's true. But unfortunately, it fits the paradigm for older men who are so likely to commit suicide. We've had an uptick over the last 10 years of 40% of males committing suicide. And in his age range, which isn't so far from mine, males are something between 4 and 6 times more likely to complete a suicide. But if in addition, there is some kind of substance abuse, which sort of disinhibits males and makes them more likely say at the end, I can't stand it anymore. Or there's also a medical disease, or they feel they're failing, whether they're failing economically or they're failing in life or just in aging. It pushes them because of this code they learn when they're little boys. In my research, we call it the boy code, that young boys, to become real men, have to be stoic, have to always win, have to be always strong, stand on their own 2 feet, and most importantly and most painfully, when they're most in pain, they shouldn't show it and tell anybody. So this is eating away at men. And as they get older, I mean, even when they're younger, can a five-year-old boy stand on his own 2 feet? They're kind of wobbly. But
right,
as men get older, and they can't generate what they used to before, and they fall prey to all the necessary aspects of aging, they can't hold out that heroic ideal anymore. Many men, unlike women, can't turn to their friends and say, oh, my God, I feel terrible, or can you help me out, or something's bothering me. And the other part about this is, if they're depressed, they show symptoms very differently in the beginning. The classic depressive symptoms we all know about, feeling weepy, feeling tired, not being able to concentrate. Well, our research has shown that in young males as well as older males, often in the early stages, mostly they feel like they're angry, they act irritable, they are mean to people who they used to like, and people say, oh, he must be a son of a gun, or he must be an angry guy, or if he's a kid, he must be a bad kid. No, that's an early sign of feeling depressed that a boy or an older man can't speak of to his friends or to anyone. And if that goes on long enough and life doesn't feel worth living, the impulsivity hits in and we start to see suicidality. And that's why we see, as I said, we're seeing over 60 men a day killing themselves. Men are 8 times more likely to complete a suicide over the life cycle. And young males are 4 to 5 times more likely to complete a suicide than young females. That's not to say young females don't deserve our attention, too. But this is a whole area in which we've not paid enough attention. And most importantly, we have the data to make a change. We can bring boys and young men up differently so they can talk about their pain. We can help older men with what I call male-friendly treatments that make them feel ashamed to talk about their pain. And we can treat their depression before it becomes suicidal. So it's a tragedy that it has to get to that point.
Boy, no kidding. I'm listening to you and what you're talking about. And you know, here's what happens afterwards, and you know this. People who would consider themselves healthy hear this and say, well, he had everything, okay? Sure, he might have the Parkinson's thing, oh, that's sad and everything. But he, look at the life he led, and how could he be depressed? And there are people that loved him around him. I don't understand, doctor. What do you say?
Right, because they saw the outside of Robin Williams, or the outside of the man around them sitting in their in their living room. And in the outside, he seemed to have everything. Although when you start to look closely, the everything he had, he started to have a little less of. The man might have started to make comments like, I'm not the man I used to be, or I'm not producing, meaning either creativity or economically or however the man defined it or the family defines it around him. Or the young man who seems to be going off to the best college in the world, but inside feels like a failure and a fraud, but he can't talk to anyone about it. We hear over and over again, and this is the saddest part of my job, I have to tell you, that we see a suicide. And someone says, well, I don't understand. He was the happiest person in the world. And I'm brought in to try to help out. And I have to say, you know, I feel sorry for you all. And, you know, you have all of my condolences. And they say, but the part is, we don't get it. He had to be happy. And I say, well, one thing I just have to say is, he couldn't have been happy and committed suicide. That couldn't have been. It's not your fault. It's not his fault. It's something about society that gives the message that a man can't let you know that he's failing. And with older men, we have this additional piece, and there's where the medical part comes in. Not to medically push you over, but if you feel like you're becoming a burden rather than a provider, some men actually tell me who come back from attempting suicide, even though they wanted to die. So it's not a cry for help. They want to be dead. They say, you know, I think the world would have been better off if I succeeded because I was becoming a burden on my family. And I say, What are you talking about? You're the best known person in this area. You're making, you know, thousands of dollars a day. And yeah, but it's not like it used to be. It's just going to get worse. I'll never be as good. And that's that depression talking. And then if there's a medical problem that you know that can make you worse, men will not fight against it often. They'll just say, I'm not the man I was. I'd rather not be a man or a person at all.
Wow. So here's the thing. You know, everybody wants to help. It's like you said, there's people afterwards tell you, geez, I didn't know. What could I have done? So what can you do? What can you do if you think someone in your life is suffering from depression or thinking about suicide? What should you do?
Well, first of all, there are signs you can look for, particularly in men, that aren't as easy to see as you might see in a woman that becomes weepy or tired or tells her friend, I don't know what to do. In men, you might see a man who usually isn't irascible or angry start to become irascible or angry. You might see a man who was never irritable be irritable with his loved ones. He's not just having a bad day if it's happening over and over again. That's an early sign of depression. And since shame is a big part about men not showing it, you try to take them aside when no one else is there, and you say, look, Henry, I can see something's changing. I don't know what it is, but I think you could use a little support. And 50% of them will say, go to heck. I don't need any help, whatever it is. And then you really have to say to them, and this is hard for some people. I mean, I do it for a living, but it's still hard for some people to say, you know what? I'm worried about you, and I'm going to come with you, and we're going to go see somebody, and I'll be with you. And 95% of men, once you say that to them, especially if you're a loved one or you're the spouse, will do that. Maybe it's kicking and screaming, but they'll do that. As one senior professor I had, one mentor said, rather to have a man who's angry at you for getting him the care than to have a man who isn't there the next day to come into the treatment room.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
It's really important to get some support. I mean, don't shame the man by bringing the whole family out in front of him, right? But
right.
Get one or two people who you know he trusts. And sometimes he'll just say, yeah, I'm having a hard time, but there's no use. It can't be helped. Then you tell him, no, we know how to help these things. There's a 95% chance we can make you better in 3 weeks. We can't
Wow.
do that with most cancers. We can do it with this.
Right.
Come along with us, and we'll go with you. And you just do not let go. You hold on. Even though it's painful, even though it's upsetting, almost every time a man who's come to treatment and finally started to get better will say to me, you know, I hated those people who I loved for doing this, but now I see they saved my life. So people have to keep that in their minds when they're trying to intervene with these men.
Wow, that's great to hear that. That's powerful. I haven't heard that before. So here's the other thing, because we always hear that with alcohol and other things, intervention on a smaller right. scale or whatever. How about people that are listening to us right now, doctor, that I think they may be suffering from depression? How would they know?
If you know, as a man, that you're losing your temper more, you're wondering whether you're really pulling your weight, you're wondering whether people really care about you anymore, and you're wondering whether you're a burden on your family. Or if you're a young man and people keep saying to you, look, you're bothering me, you're making trouble all the time, you're getting in trouble, and you know that you never used to do this before, you don't have to use the D word, as I call it, depression. You can just say, you know, there's something emotionally upsetting. I need to get some help. And even young males or older males who are trained by this boy code not to show any pain, they usually have one good, decent buddy or one woman in their life or one young woman in their life who they can talk to. Reach out to them. And if you feel you can't do it with a member of your family because it's too shameful, even though this sounds strange, there are helplines. There are national helplines. You can call 911. You can call 411. There's suicide hotlines. And there are the Samaritans. Call and say, I don't feel like killing myself, but I'm feeling those kind of signs I heard doctors talking about that might be true. They'll get you to an emergency room. They'll get you to a psychologist, to a psychiatrist, to a mental health professional. You'll get the help that you need.
Powerful stuff. Enjoyed it. Dr. Pollack, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of We Can Count. And let me tell you, as I was going through the numbers and pulling them out, it is always about the numbers. I know I always preface that and say that, but I've heard that from all of you starting to send me things as far as numbers are concerned, and it always leads back to that. It really does. Okay, so here's one of the biggest numbers that I pulled out, and we knew this was coming. So tax revenues hit a record through July. You want to know what the tax revenue was through July? This is with inflation adjusted, right? Federal tax revenues hit $2,469... That's 10 months. But the federal government still runs the deficit during that time, right? They still have a huge deficit. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, what is going on? A $460 $6 billion deficit we're running, even though, well, actually, I was wrong on the number. The number is 2.46 trillion. It's the billion is connected to the deficit. So no matter what's going on, we're always bleeding the wrong color. And this is what, we're not paying attention to this, but this is the legacy unless we start to do something about it. When you think of all the revenue, this revenue that I just mentioned comes from income tax, corporate income tax, social insurance, retirement taxes, so that means Social Security, Medicare, unemployment insurance taxes, excise, estate, gift, I could go on and on, but that's where that all comes from. Wow. And yet we never seem to bounce back in the right direction. How are we ever going to clean that up? That's not what We Can Count is about, however, but I just thought that I would reveal that number because I thought it was one of the more insane numbers that I saw. Even knowing how high it runs, it still always, always astonishes me when I look at it, because the number's always is always lopsided no matter how much is coming in, no matter what it is. All right, here's another number to throw at you for this segment. And the World Health Organization is part of this one. The Ebola crisis in West Africa. Now what they're saying is that it's vastly underestimated. So how many people have died as a result of Ebola? It's infected almost 2,000 people in Nigeria and Liberia, Sierra Leone, since it began this year. Of that number, at least 1,069 at least have died. That's according to the numbers they have. They think it might even be more. So you have the United Nations teaming up with some of the countries that have been affected to try to have some kind of a coordinated response to this. And we know how awful it is because the symptoms are fever, weakness, muscle pain, headaches, sore throat. And then it progresses and gets worse. Kidney goes, liver function goes, internal, external bleeding. I mean, do I need to go deeper on this? And this was why there was such big concern about Ebola coming to the United States when some would say, well, yeah, that's ridiculous. You can't don't have to worry about that. And then I talked to the virologists who say, well, you can't say you don't have to worry. It's not airborne and that's good. But it would be ignorant to say that there is no concern because it still is contagious in the sense it can spread through whatever the bodily fluid is. And obviously that's what happened in the case of the two Americans who got Ebola. They were among people who had it. They were helping them fight it. So it's not completely shocking that that could happen. But then how it's treated, because it's so deadly, 90%. The mortality rate of, you know, surviving that. Now there's the serum, but there's not a lot of it. All right, moving on to this one. Ed Nelson, who is known for playing a doctor in the 60s nighttime soap opera, Peyton Place, has died at 85 years old. What's interesting about him, and the reason I even threw him into this, is the fact that a couple of things. He was in some movies. He was in some movies that I really liked, including Runaway Jory, which was, if you remember that, it was Dustin Hoffman, John Cusack, Gene Hackman were in. They were all in that movie. And he did, so he did more than the Peyton Place thing. He did some of those B movies, The Swamp Women, The Attack of the Crab Monsters. If you ever know anything about B movies, he was in those. And then he was also a Mr. Cowboy guy. He did Gunsmoke. He did Rawhide. He did a whole bunch of things, but the Peyton Place thing, which really kicked off the career, he did 436 episodes of that soap opera, and the time that he was on Peyton Place, Ryan O'Neal was in it, Barbara Perkins was in it, and so that's when it was big. It's when everybody, men, women, and whoever was in the house, because how many channels did you have, when they were around and that was on, they watched it. So, because you didn't have to say, well, I don't watch soap operas. I'm not going to watch TV. Because that's what you had. You had what was ever on the tube at the time, and it was very, very popular. Very popular. Meanwhile, this story about about Celine Dion. I can barely say her name. Celine Dion and her career. I can remember at the height of, like, the Titanic and whatnot, all of her albums and how huge of a star she became. That, and then she ended up exclusively doing the Vegas stuff, has decided to put her music career on hold. The reason that she's doing it, because she says she wants to focus 100% of her attention on her husband, Renee, and their family. She's 46. Her husband was considerably older. Renee Angelie is 72 years old. He had a cancerous tumor, I guess, in his throat last year. And so he's been fighting this cancer battle. So that's what that was about. She did it once before. She stepped away from the mic in the late 90s when he initially got the diagnosis. But this woman is like the rubber band man. She bounces back and, boom, sells out every place that she plays. The Caesar Palace gig was one of the biggest tickets in Vegas, period. So as much as sometimes people would make fun of her music, like Saturday Night Live and whatnot, the love songs and whatever, she was one of the quickest tickets to sell out and one of the toughest tickets to get. 70 shows a year is what she was doing. So only 70 shows. I mean, I think that's a lot, but 70. And now she's going from that to none to just focus on it because she can't get her focus back because she's trying to help him. And I wonder what they'll do there. They'll bring somebody else in, and there are people lined up in the entertainment business to try to jump into any kind of an act in Vegas. I'm sure they'll fill that spot. All right, and here's the one last one for We Can Count. It's interesting if We Can Count, isn't it? We go from Ebola to Peyton Place, the actor dying, and mixing Celine Dion in between. But here's a weird story that somebody sent me a link to, and I was just reading more about this female fugitive who's on the most wanted list. You know when you used to go to the post office back in the day and you'd see the most wanted? Do you know I'd always look at that because I always got stuck in a line getting my mother's stamps or whatever? But anyway, here's the deal. For 5 years on the list, she eluded everybody. Janet Barreto's luck, though, ran out at a shopping mall, apparently, in Portland. The U.S. Marshals Service caught up with her, and the lone female fugitive in their 15 most wanted list, boom, she's out of there. She's off the wall of fame. They got her. How about that? And some of the stuff that she was involved in were all kinds of things with her husband traveling all over the place and taking kids, purchasing kids from local adoption agencies, bringing them to the United States, physically abusing them. Terrible, terrible things I won't even go into. But 43 years old, 15 most wanted lists, took 5 years, but man, they nailed her. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.